About how many times a week you probably say payback?
Well, about three times.
About three times a week. What were the other bathroom facilities? What did you use?
Outside, out there tall.
Did you have two seats or one seat?
Two.
How far away from the house was it?
Well, about 100 yards.
You have a moon cut out on it?
Yeah.
Where was the well?
Well, we had this where we lived, it was hard to get a well. You couldn't find any water, and we dug several wells 90 feet deep and deeper, and we never could get any water, and we had a system. And you dig a deep hole about 6 foot in diameter, and it was 30 feet deep, and you get in there and you plaster that with cement. And you catch the water off the roof, have a trough that comes down from in the ballast, and it runs down and strain this water that goes in the system. Mm-hmm. And that's what you use the water. I didn't like it. And we had to go down every year, and in the fall of the year, and clean the system out. You draw all the water out, and take your long ladder and go down, and I'd go down in there and clean that out. You'd wash it out good and clean. And then come out and pull your ladder out, and then get ready. When the winter rains came, you'd catch that full of water.
Tell me about the rest of the members of your family.
Well, there was four boys, and I was the youngest. And my grandmother lived with us.
Whose mother was she?
That was my mother's mother. And she lived to be 94 years old. And she read a lot. She was well read for her time, and she used to tell me all about the Civil War. And
where would she get the things she read?
Well, papers and things, newspapers, things like that. And then she was a great Bible scholar. She read the Bible all the time, every day. And she had a wonderful memory, and it was very interesting to tell about things that happened during the Civil War. I remember once she told me about it. She lived in Virginia, and they had a beautiful bay horse that stayed around in the yard, and the Yankee soldiers came through, and their horses were poor and run down, and one of them got this pretty horse of hers, theirs, and was had the bridle on, saddle on, was just going to exchange, take the horse. And about that time, the lieutenant or captain or whoever was in charge of this soldiers came up and made them change the horse back and leave it when you even let them take it. She telling a lot of things about the Civil War.
Tell me something about your mother and father.
Well,
what they did for a living?
We farmed. We had a farm, and we had 426 acres of land. And a lot of this was in timber, but we cultivated 100 acres with mews, and we had two tenant houses on the place, and two colored families lived there in these tenant houses.
What'd you grow?
Corn and cotton, hay, sorghum. In fact, we grew most everything we ate. We had, we raised a lot of cattle, but we, back then the cows was a different breed, and it took about five or six to give enough milk for the family. Didn't give too much milk.